Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Final 8 minutes of tonight's action coming to you away now from the Citizens Bank Classic here in Van Buren. Cabot leads Mountain Home 46-15 as we get underway. Weston Vaught, he'll work it inside. Hudson, his shot won't go, gets his own rebound, tries to put it back in, travels with the basketball. It'll be Bomber basketball in the backcourt. Cabot had 7 threes in the first half. He has 3 in the third quarter. Luke Cruz works it right baseline for Shears. Back around the horn. Dibble with it. Give it up to Hodges. He'll drive the baseline. Cut off there. Three-pointer launched by Dibble. It won't go. Loose ball on the floor. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bombers. Bennett Pence in the trigger man from the side. Comes into Brashears. Brashears picked up by Seth Vance. Cabot. Peel it over. Right baseline to Dibble. He'll drive. Shot won't go. Rolls off the back of the rim. Weak side rebound for Jacob Hudson of Cabot. Into the front court quickly. Seth Vance with the basketball. Working into the low blocks from the big man. Fought. He can't get it to fall. The Bombers with a rebound. 6:35 to play in the game. Shears was looking for Pinson to break on the right wing. Let him a little too much with the pass. Turnover gives it back over to Cabot. 6:20 to play in the game. Vance goes right off a screen from Vaught. Back to Vaught. Little give and go. Top of the key. They work it to Hudson. Hudson. Deals it in down low to Dickinson, stolen away. Here comes Brashears. Brashears up quickly. Luke Dibble. He'll go up for the shot. If it won't fall, but a whistle, a foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. This one's on number 10, Seth Vance of Cabot. That'll be his first. The team's fifth. Luke Dibble. Junior point guard out of Mount Palm hits his first free throw. Dibble have the second one coming. He hits the fair. Dibble with 2 points in the game now. 46-17. Cabot with the ball and the lead off the screen. Go left side. Vaught. He'll fake drive. Whistle a foul. I think this is going on Jeff Hodges. That is the call. Hodges a Mountain Home with his first foul. Team's fifth. And it'll put Jacob Hudson, sophomore guard, as a trigger man. They inbound the basketball. Vance with it. Comes off the screen. Down low. They work it inside to Dickinson. And he puts it up and in off the glass for two. Shears. Work it over. The defense to Dibble. Outside to Hodges. Top of the key. To Cruz. He'll fake. Drive. Whistle it a foul. And Cruz will be on the line shooting fair. Foul is going to be on Weston Vaught. That'll be the first foul on Weston. That'll put Luke Cruz on the line, shooting a pair. First one's up, it's good. Cruz, perfect 2 of 2 from the charity stripe tonight. 7 points tonight for Luke. We'll have a second one coming. On its way, it's good. Abe Crawford now checks in. Along with Satch Harris. Long three-pointer by Cabot. It won't fall. Over the back goes T.J. Rogers of the Panthers. Rogers at 5'5". Going up against the Bombers. Let's see who they're going to take down there to shoot. Thatch Harris. Harris at 5'11". Just went up and over his back. Trying to get the rebound. Harris on the line. 1-on-1 opportunity. First one's off the back of the rim. Rebound taken down by the Panthers. Into the front court. Rogers kicks it out. Open for three is Hudson. Jacob Hudson. It's the 11th three-pointer of the ball game for the Panthers. It's 51-19. Cabot, 2:53 to play in the game. Now there's a steal. Hudson driving layup. Won't go. Whistle and a foul, and it'll be called on Ace Crawford. Mountain home. Jacob Hudson, sophomore point guard, to be on the line, shooting a pair. Hudson with 3 points in the game tonight. First free throw, it's up. It's off the side of the rim. It's no good. Hudson only a sophomore. I have a second shot coming on the two-shot foul. Second one on its way. This one's up. It's good. So Hudson, one out of two from the free throw line. He has four in the ball game, and it's 52-19. Cabot. 2 minutes exactly left to play here in the ball game. Bombers with a basketball. Into the front court. Adam Sorrell moves down on the right baseline. Hodges tied up. Working around. Henson. He'll drive. Deal it off to Sorrell. He'll drive the baseline and whistle. They're going to call a charge on Adam Sorrell. Minute 30 left to play in the game. Panthers with a basketball into the front court. Seth Vance with it. Comes off the screen. A little give and go. Hudson looked at the three. Works it to Vaughn. He can't pull the trigger. Back to Vance. There's a steal. Good job by Adam Sorrell. Comes up with a steal. Up ahead to Hodges. He'll drive in. Right hand layup. Won't go. Whistle. Traveling before the shot. Now Sam Bryant will check in for the Bombers. And also Gannon Connolly. 45 seconds to play in the contest. 52-19. Cabot. They have the ball. Hudson way outside. Picked up by Crawford. Deals it off to Rogers. Rogers. Free throw line extended on the left wing. Bounce pass inside to Vaught. Nice block inside by Gannett Connolly. The Panthers pick up the loose basketball and put it up and in. Into the front court. Sorrell. He'll deal it back outside to Crawford. Crawford will dial it down the lane. Good looking move and finish by Abe Crawford, his first two. Under 10 seconds to go. Panthers just going to walk it out. DJ Rogers just dribbling around. That'll be the ball game. The score, Cabot Panthers, 54. Mountain Home Bombers, 19. We'll be back to look at some stats in the ballgame and wrap this thing up. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi. I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. Free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program, where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare, plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Aaron's Jolly Days are here. This Friday through Sunday at Aaron's, just $12 gets you started leasing to own top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Yes, just $12 with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Make your holiday a jolly one. Get started with just $12 at participating Aaron's stores this Friday and Saturday or at Aaron's.com this Friday through Sunday. Just $12 gets you started during Aaron's Jolly Days. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply, so see store for details.